Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. That's exactly what it is. I am again asking this question of members of the Virginia PBA, the Police Benevolent Association. Have you reached out to your leadership to ask that they re-examine the endorsement of Abigail Spanberger, now that she has made clear that she is an advocate for criminals? Let's be very clear before we chat with the media equalizer himself, Brian Maloney. Let's be very clear. Abigail Spanberger said she will, on day one, eliminate Governor Youngkin's executive order that law enforcement officers in Virginia cooperate with law enforcement officers from the federal government. Period. End of story. Abigail Spanberger has now said explicitly she will turn Virginia into a sanctuary state. Now, if you like how it's going up there in Fairfax with the Soros finance prosecutor, Steve Descano, who's never met a criminal he didn't love or a cop he didn't hate, then by all means, Spanberger is your person. However, if you would like to think that every once in a while the laws might be enforced, if you'd like to think that criminals might be arrested, if you'd like to think that people who have been arrested might be prosecuted, if you'd like to think that cops would be supported, then clearly Spanberger ain't your person. Just not a chance. So I am asking those who are members of the Virginia PBA, because I'm not. I remain an active member of my FOP lodge out of Philadelphia from 1,000 years ago. I'm not a PBA member. So I am asking you, because I got a lot of people listening to this program, in fact, are Virginia PBA members. You have standing. I don't. I'm just a guy on the outside saying, you know, 1,000 years ago, wore a uniform, tried to help people, and I still try to help people. I have no standing. But you're a member. You send dues to the Virginia PBA. And in your name, they endorsed Abigail Spanberger. And in your name, you can say to them, hey, maybe we need to go and take a look at this again. I will give you this, and then Brian Maloney, the media equalizer, is going to be with us. I have heard from multiple people that the Virginia PBA leadership was not happy with the responses from Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears. Okay, I've heard that from a number of folks. That might be the case. I don't know. But given that the person you endorsed has now said she will side with criminals over cops, I think you got to re-examine this. That's just me. I'm just trying to say that. That's all. I just think that you got to take a look at it again. All right, there you go. That's my speech for the day. Brian Maloney, the media equalizer, joins us every Friday Eve, and I'm always so grateful to Brian for doing that because Brian's just one of the best, period, end of story. He's been a great, great talk radio personality for decades and has such insight into organizing and coordinating and campaigns and the rest of it, and, well, I'm just happy he's here. Brian, thank you for being here.
Oh, hey, Jeff. Yeah, that's really frustrating to hear, but, you know, probably just taking orders from their union, right? Isn't that what that's about?
Well, yeah, it would seem that the Virginia PBA, in making that endorsement, is thinking if Abigail Spamberger's there, she will eliminate the right to work, which would then open, open a few things up for enhanced union dues. I think that's definitely part of it, I'm sorry to say.
Yeah, and that's how we get into these messes. You know, it just goes to show, Jeff, that we need to be paying attention to Virginia every second. The election is going to be so incredibly critical, and we can't take our eye off this for a second. And as I've said on your show before, you know, it really has national implications. So how this goes, it reverberates across the country. We don't want to have, you know, to be waking up the next morning after the election with a result like that.
Right. You're right. And this is why someone like you on the national stage is paying attention to little old Virginia here as we try and stay on track. I'm hoping you've seen some of our new polling just in the last couple of days. The Republicans are either tied, as is the case with the lieutenant governor's race, down by 1 point, as is the case with the attorney general, or down by 5 points, which is a reduction from 17 points just a matter of weeks ago for the governor's race. So it sure seems like we're headed in the right direction.
Well, you know, it really does. And I mean, that's completely within the margin of error. And we are getting a lot more polls now. And, you know, we never know what polls to trust or what not. But when you have a swing like that, and, you know, what the GOP has in Virginia this year is a very, very appealing, popular candidate. I mean, I don't think you could do better. You really couldn't.
No.
And I mean, you know, I mean, there's a reason to get out there and fight. And I think even a little more broadly, I think this is going to feel like an election year, even though it's normally an off year. And the reason is, I mean, it's not just Virginia, but we've got, and I don't know what will happen. You know, we got races in New Jersey, but we've got the New York City mayor's race, which is a circus. Yeah. But we also have this gerrymandering proposal in California now on the ballot for November 4th. Mm. So that Newsom has put on there. So, you know, I mean, we're going to be sitting there on election night thinking that it's not an odd year, but odd-numbered year, but an even-numbered year.
You're exactly right. There's so much. All right. Now, I know that I'm kind of laser beam focused on Virginia because this is where I am. And maybe I can convince one or two people to pay attention to it. Tell me about New York. Is this a foregone conclusion? Is this moron Zamdami going to be the mayor?
Well, and he is an outright Marxist. I mean, but he's one of those rich kid Marxists, you know? He's one of those, his background is fuzzy and shady. But the problem is the anti-vote is split between, you know, three different candidates. So between the current mayor, between Curtis Sliwa, you know, the other one, you know who I'm talking about.
Eric Adams.
Well, Eric Adams, the mayor, but also Cuomo.
Cuomo, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know. You don't want to see his name out loud.
Yeah, no, I know. And I don't even know if we can say that word on the radio. You know, it's like that might be on the ban. It should be on the ban list. There should be a fine for saying that word on the radio. I don't know. It's a pretty bad one.
It is. It's like Voldemort in the Harry Potter books.
Yeah. So, I mean, so that's the problem. So the opposition is split three ways, and it just favors him completely in this case. So, but I, you know, I mean, you never know what could happen between now and then, particularly, you know, when you have a lot of things that could come out of left field between now and November. But, you know, as far as Virginia, you know, watch for dirty tricks. I mean, I think that's what you've been talking about today.
Yep.
You know, it'll be these endorsements. They're going to make the Democrat, they're going to make her look like, you know, she's tough on crime, or although that just sure doesn't sound like they're positioning her that way from what you were saying just now.
Right.
But, you know, they're going to play a lot of tricks. I mean, we're seeing Gavin Newsom do this where he's repositioning himself as a moderate. And she will do that, too. You know, and the other thing is, and you've been having Marley Hornick on your show a lot lately, you know, the question of election fraud is enormous. You know, and you've joked before about Fairfax County and what happens when those numbers come in. And, you know, all those things are serious, serious issues.
Yep. No, you're absolutely right. It is something that I think part of the change here in Virginia, Brian, and it's something I hope you'll share with your followers and your audience on a national basis, because quite frankly, Republicans in Virginia need help. They need donations. I'm just telling you flat out. There's millions and millions and millions of dollars that have flowed into the Democrats. But here's what's happened in the last few weeks. Governor Youngkin, who remains one of the most popular leaders in Virginia, has said, I got to step in here and help my lieutenant governor. At the very beginning, as much as I love Winsome Sears, and I do, at the very beginning, she had someone running her campaign who had never run a campaign. He was probably a very nice guy, but it just wasn't getting done right. And
Right.
I think Governor Youngkin stepped in and said, look, I know how this is done. I know what we've got to do. You're down by the same percentage I was at this time when I ran.
Yeah,
this is eminently winnable. We now see Governor Youngkin popping up on television ads for the lieutenant governor. I think there's more money coming.
Yeah, he was an underdog.
Yep, totally. Totally.
He was. So we've got the same thing. But, you know, we have an ongoing problem with GOP campaigns being run amateurishly. And, you know, I'm glad that was corrected, hopefully early enough here, because, I mean, this is a candidate that you can really be proud of. I mean, she's going to be a great governor.
Yep.
So I think that, you know, one thing I want to do off the air is talk with you, Jeff, you know, and brainstorm some ideas about what we can all do. You know, and maybe talk about it then on the air, you know, in a subsequent week, but talk off the air, kind of put down some ideas of what we can do, because if it's a 5-point race, Jeff, I mean, you don't want to wake up, you know, with election results that we lost by 1 point the next day, you know, you don't
Absolutely.
Want that.
No.
So what can we do?
Well, that's a great idea, Brian. We will absolutely put our heads together. Let's think about that. I know the first thing you can do, and I'm not kidding you when I say this, you let all of your followers know at Media Equalizer, Winsome Sears, John Reed, Jason Mayari's, our House of Delegates races, man, they are underfinanced. And if they want to see Virginia hold the line, then...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Then we need some help from elsewhere. Tell me about New Jersey, if you don't mind, because I look at New York and I'm thinking these three nitwits that allegedly are the opposition, how they could not just behind closed doors say, look, three of us running, we're not going to win. Let's make a deal, right? I mean, do you not say, hey,
yeah,
you can be police commissioner, Mayor Adams, you can be in charge of Red Beret distribution. I don't give a crap, whatever it is, but they couldn't.
Well,
do
you're
it.
Right.
Is
you're
New,
right.
Is New yeah. Jersey a legit contest? What's going on there?
Well, I mean, normally we would just expect it to be bright blue, like it or dark blue, whatever you want to say, like it always is or whatever. And you wouldn't be thinking twice about it. But the bottom line is, you know, last year, the president got 43% of the vote there. So it changes things. I mean, it's not such a foregone conclusion in that state anymore.
Right.
So that's why I even bring it up, because normally I wouldn't even raise the issue.
Yeah.
Normally I would say, we don't even need to pay attention to that.
Wow. All right. Finally, you mentioned Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom decided, okay, I didn't like the fact that somebody else was getting ahead of me on this whole gerrymandering thing. So what exactly did he do, and what is on the ballot out there in California in November?
Well, I mean, what is essentially on the ballot is a plan to eliminate, you know, Republicans from elective office in California. I mean, that's the easiest way to describe it, to try to legitimize gerrymandering and wipe out. And the problem is you can't really hang on to the House of Representatives nationally without those blue state Republicans in California and New York and places
right.
like that. See, that's why we can't write off blue states, because we still need the seats that are within them that are red. And there are a number of them in California, in the Central Valley, in Orange County. And as it was last year, you know, they managed to steal half those Orange County seats away from us, and the GOP was just snoozing through that after the election. Oh, well, you know, we won, so why bother? You know, it's like, no, fight for every seat.
Yeah.
You know, when seats are stolen, I don't care if you won by 100 seats. If three of them were stolen, go in there and fight. Send the lawyers in and fight. And they don't have any fight in them. And that's the problem. So I think, you know, fundamentally a question is, do Californians just turn out to the polls to say, oh, yeah, Gavin, we should really gerrymander, you know, the state even worse than it was before. You know, we should really just be even more of a one-party state than we already were. I don't know. I mean, the coastal Democrats, the elitists in California, sure, they'll turn after that. The rest of the state, I don't know. I mean, are people disgusted by this and voted down? Or do they turn out, you know, the middle-aged white women who represent the base of the Democrat Party right now?
Yeah.
Do they turn out in droves, you know, to rubber stamp his plan? I don't know. But it's dangerous. It's going to hurt the whole country.
It sure is. It sure is. I mean, and you're right. You talk about the Central Valley. That's remained fairly conservative, fairly Republican. My old Abel Maldonado was the last Republican, I think, elected statewide out there, or served as lieutenant governor out there. It's just tragic what's going on, but I guess we will see. I was not aware until you just shared that it was officially on the ballot for November. That is absolutely shameful. Just absolutely shameful.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, listen, Brian, I want people to follow you, follow the Media Equalizer. Remind everybody how they can do that, please.
Sure. That is Facebook.com/Media Equalizer, one word, Facebook.com/Media Equalizer or Red Wave America.
Excellent. Well, I always appreciate you being here. We'll catch up off the air and put our heads together and hopefully move forward a little bit. You're a good man. I appreciate you making time for us. That is Brian Maloney, the Media Equalizer. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.